From the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, this is Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Laura Padgett is poised to leave behind more than 20 years of public service. She was first elected to the Wilmington City Council in 1993. After five terms, she has decided against seeking a sixth and will step down at the end of this term. Laura Padgett is with us today to talk about how Wilmington has evolved over the years, what she sees as critical to the area's growth, and how she plans to write the next chapter of her life. Laura Padgett, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you very much, Rachel. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we're inviting you to join the conversation. Do you have a question for Laura Padgett as she finishes out her last term as a city council member? Give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also send your comments or questions to coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at coastlinehqr. Laura Padgett, why did you decide to make this your last term on the Wilmington City Council?
You know, that's kind of difficult. Some of it is a little bit of just intuition that it's time. As I've said, I have two grandchildren that I would like to spend some more time with, and one of them doesn't live here, so it's time-consuming to get to see him. And I just think that after 20 years, that's a nice round number, and I would like to see what's out there to explore. And to feed my passion in life, which is travel. And it'd be nice not to squeeze a trip in between meetings, more than just city council meetings, but other meetings related to city council as well.
When you're serving on the city council, for those folks who appreciate what you do but have never dipped a toe into public service in quite that way, how much time do you actually spend on the business of the city of Wilmington?
I think that varies by elected officials and by members of the council, depending on their personal situation. And certainly, as I have gotten older in the job and have retired from my day job, and my children are now well on their own, I probably spend much more than maybe even is required. But also during that time, I've become more interested in specific things, and so they call me, and my attention is drawn there. To say exactly how many hours, sometimes it seems like a lot. Sometimes there are things going on every day, but other times that's not true. And I can look back and say, I wonder how I managed when I had a teenager, a college student, a full-time job, and city council. But once it kind of bites you, you do tend to grow into it and you work it out. And I've always had people in my family who were supportive.
As it stands now, would you be able to handle a job along with the work that you do on Wilmington City Council, or is it full-time?
I think that would be very difficult because the city has grown, and I think at some point two things need to be perhaps thought about. I've never been really in favor of district elections because I don't think it's been broken. The city council has pretty much reflected the population in the city. But that's growing. It's going to grow a lot more. And at some point, it becomes difficult to get to events that are all over the city. I used to try to get to all of the neighborhood events and association meetings. And we've kind of had a lull in neighborhood association and neighborhood meeting issues. Some of that is due to our planning department and our planning director, Glenn Harbeck, being very sensitive to neighborhood issues and getting out there and talking to them. And staff does a better job of relating to neighborhood issues, too. But at some point, it may be that council members are either going to be run ragged or they need to have a smaller physical area that they represent. In my opinion, I think that may be coming.
And this is something that was talked about rather recently with the General Assembly mandating Greensboro to have districts as opposed to at-large. Just for folks who don't know what that difference is, could you explain what it means to have districts versus at-large council
members? It actually can vary from city to city. So we could work out seven different districts, which would not be good, or six with a mayor elected at-large. We could have two or three at-large districts and or positions, and the remaining divided you know, maybe four areas and two at large and the mayor at large. So that would depend on how it was addressed. But as I say, at this point, we still pretty well, although I think the map showed that we're not as spread out as we used to be. But as long as people feel well represented, as long as council members understand that they do represent everybody from the inner city to Landfall, up to and around Gordon Road and down to the south. In my opinion, the city really represents a regional area even beyond its own specific borders.
When you think about the dialogue on city council, the tone of the dialogue, how city council members work with each other, how has that changed over the years since from 1993 until now? And have you noticed that your gender has ever played a role in it? Have you ever felt less listened to because you're a woman? And has that changed or not?
I think the honest answer is yes, but I think it's also determined by personality and how you approach issues. My first term on city council, and I've done this every 2 years, except that maybe the last two because council didn't change at all. But every 2 years as council changed, I would contact each member, whether they were new or had been there, and take each person to lunch or breakfast at their choice to say, let's get to know each other a little bit. And I remember the first time I did that, that council members were quite shocked and maybe a little uncomfortable that I, as a woman, was taking them to breakfast or lunch. And some didn't want to go along with that idea. But over the years, it became a tradition that was very important to me because it allowed me to say, what do you want to do for the next 2 years? And here's what I'd like to see accomplished. And there's always a few things that you can see eye to eye on, and that lays some groundwork. So having been in corporate work, some very large American corporations with the newspaper business and with MetLife, I've been through a lot of female issues with corporate work as well. So that maybe toughens your skin and maybe helps you learn how to work with people that may differ and how to make your way. And I did wind up in management in both MetLife and the New York Times Company as well as Knight Ridder.
Do you think that it's different today in 2015 than it was in 1993?
Absolutely. I think that things are getting better. I think there are more women that work in corporate roles. I think there are more women that own their own businesses. I think that influences the public's opinion and business owners' opinions. And this city has benefited from a number of very energetic, strong women in leadership roles in this community. And frankly, some of those have retired over the last few years, and in some cases their positions have not gone to women, so I'm kind of watching that.
Well, thinking back to women who have served on Wilmington City Council, who have been some of those women? Lethia Hankins, Catherine Moore?
Right, Lethia, Catherine. Of course, Margaret is there now, mm-hmm. Sandra Hughes. Christy Tomey, she was. I'm sorry, I don't remember her married name. Let's see, who else? And that may be it. So, there's always pretty much been two women as long as I've been there, but it hasn't been that big a number. And 4-year terms, it can't be that many women.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with Wilmington City Council person Laura Padgett about her 20-something years serving on City Council and what the future might hold for her. If you have a question or a comment for Laura Padgett or just would like to wish her well on the next chapter, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also send an email to coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at coastlinehqr. Once you've finished this term, you said you'll want to travel, you'll want to see your grandkids. What else will you be doing? And will we ever see you at city council meetings?
Probably. Probably. I'm not very good at twiddling my thumbs. So
that's clear.
The idea that's begun to get a little bit of attention that we might realign the rail and get it directly across the river, I've would kind of like to be involved in that project and see if we can't lay a foundation to move that forward. One project that I have not been able to push over the line and see activity is the multimodal center downtown between 3rd and 4th Street in the effort to bring rail, and however there might be a role that I could play in that project. So those are two transportation projects, which there's so many issues that I've tried to support, and I guess in some ways I see the role of elected officials in addition to setting policy as a group, as an individual. You kind of should be out there as a cheerleader, pushing for things that are important to the community that other people actually get accomplished.
For people who aren't familiar with that multimodal transportation project.
Very old project.
Tell us what that is.
Well, in the 19, actually the 2 years I was off council, Mayor Hicks asked me to sit on a rail task force, and that's where the idea was generated, and there was some consulting work done on it, but it has not come to fruition. It's hit many bumps. I do see transportation as something that should be choice-driven, and that there should be a lot of different choices for how people get around. If we don't, then we put everybody in one car and we run over each other. There's just not enough room in the world. So that was an idea that the state has been kind of on again, off again in helping to accomplish that. The state DOT does own a lot of property in the north side now that could become a multimodal center. Rail keeps getting pushed farther and farther, but we can still make it a multimodal center, and I hope to see that happen still.
And I'm going to ask you more about some of those rail projects. Okay. We're about to go to break. You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. We're talking with Laura Padgett about her time serving on Wilmington City Council. If you'd like to ask a question, give us a call, 910-343-1138, or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. We'll be back in 90 seconds. This is Coastline.